This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. I recall in my early teens I was a boarder at a private religious school where sport was considered a big thing. Now, my brother was much better at sport. He's more natural. But me, that was another story. I was fairly awkward and clumsy, uncoordinated. And when it came to rugby union teams, I was rejected out of hand and selected to the lowest scoring team. From memory, I think there were 15 teams and I was the number 15th. The rest of us in that team, we weren't really that talented either. We were often looked down on and laughed at, and I felt at that time fairly rejected. I've moved on since those awkward days, but I'm sure it's left a mark somehow. In the interesting movie Back to the Future, there's a scene where Marty McFly goes back in time, is trying to convince his father George to ask his mum Lorraine out on a date. Do you remember that from the movie Back to the Future? George is sitting in the school cafeteria, lost in the world of writing science fiction stories. And when Marty presses his father to ask Lorraine out, he says, "What, right here, right now in the cafeteria? What if she said no?" He said, "I don't know if I could take that kind of rejection." And Marty looks down and says, "Yes, yes, I know what you mean." I think we could all relate to George and Marty. No one likes to be rejected. And you might have had that experience yourself at some point in your life. If you've been an older sibling that's been better at things than you, or a coach that's cut you out of the team, or even being sacked or dismissed from work, someone teasing you for something about yourself, or perhaps you weren't invited to that party, or someone then defriended you on Facebook. This sense of rejection can actually make you feel like you're not good enough. Everyone's better than you. So I'm talking today and again tomorrow about rejection, the sting of rejection. It's the state of being refused. No wonder it hurts so much. It's hindered many people actually over the years from stepping out and fulfilling their dreams. So have you felt like that? There's no other way around it except to say it is painful. Many of us actually face up to that every day. And we become actually, if we're not careful, self-critical, and we can project that anger and disappointment towards other people, or we end up blaming ourselves. Rejection is one of the most painful words in our vocabulary. It's always associated with broken dreams and disappointment. It's tough, regardless of your age. I mean, even babies cry when they're rejected. But I want to say today that God has made each of us with this desire to be loved and accepted just as we are. And if you reject someone, that means that you're refusing to accept that person. It's something that we all need to deal with at times. But sometimes we come out better on the other side when we work through it. Others don't. But there is an answer. And the Bible, as often we say on this program, reminds us that God is there no matter what the circumstances are. God will be there for any time to ease the sting of rejection. Let me quote to you Psalm 27, verse 10. "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." That's the psalmist's description. So ask God to help you view yourself as he sees you. What's more important, the way God sees you or the way others see you? You might need to get rid of this distorted view that you're no good. Write down all the list of qualities that God has given you, things that make you unique, and remind yourself that you are a unique person. It's not about boasting, but accepting the truth of God's love for you. Heavenly Father, you know the hurts that we carry around inside can be like poison, and that can affect our soul and even the sting of rejection, Lord. And we need your grace to empty out of our storage of the past any hurts and disappointments. And Lord, we do need to do that. The bitterness, resentment can go through your help. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.